Hi. This is a project I have undertaken with a colleague from the University of New Mexico. I'm going to give a brief background of the of comorbidity in the context of these data sets. The objective of the study, the methodology we have used, these are the two data sets we have used, the hospital inpatient discharge data set and the Medicaid claims data. Some preliminary results, this is just an exploratory analysis we have made. We just started this work, and it's actually the purpose of this presentation to have feedback from you to where to see where we can move this project forward. And general background, there's a report from SAMHSA point to point, 2.3 million U.S. adults having a comorbid serious mental health and substance use disorder. In New Mexico, we have a 3% of the New Mexico residents having an illicit drug or dependence, and 4.3% having serious mental health disorder. But we haven't seen those two elements together, so that's what prompted this exploratory analysis. So we wanted to describe the incidence of hospitalizations due to these two conditions, and compare also the use of services through the Medicaid claim data for comorbid disorders. So in New Mexico, the HEAT data, the hospitalization discharge data, doesn't have data from doesn't have data from federal facilities and has started including some data from IHS. Although that's restrictive, it's only first diagnosis and is suppressing substance use. So it wouldn't be represented here. Medicaid data includes all claims submitted for clients with active behavioral health diagnosis, and for this case, it's only data for 2014 and 2015. And it would include all claims at hospitalization, emergency department visits, and other sources of healthcare for these clients. The indicators we use a general substance use disorder indicator and a general mental health indicator, which were pretty much based on the recommendations by CSTE. Although we and some sub-indicators for each, although we have made some modifications, since we were trying to look at comorbidity, we removed the exclusion of only use acute care, and we included all facilities that reported to HEAT. And other modifications was the removal of drug dependence codes from substance use to include them alongside the mental health. So comorbidity was defined as having a primary diagnosis of substance use disorder or mental health disorder with a secondary of the other condition. So we created two definitions for comorbidity that I'm going to present later, and then we compare the initial rates between either comorbidity 1 and comorbidity 2, which I'm going to define later, or among a group that only presented one of the disorders at a time. So these are the trend. This is the trend analysis for comorbidity 1, defined as a first diagnosis of mental health disorder with a secondary of substance use. Comorbidity 2, a first diagnosis of substance use with a secondary of mental health disorders, alongside substance use disorders only and mental health disorders only. As you can see, comorbidity 2 is highly correlated with substance use. So what we are seeing here is that pretty much people showing on the or having substance use disorders and all tend to have always a mental health disorder associated. It's not the case for people showing with mental health conditions being hospitalized for mental health conditions. Only a small fraction of them have a substance use disorder. Most of them will have other conditions that are unrelated to substance use. So when looking only at substance use disorders, we are seeing some indicators that are part of this general indicator. And in the case of substance use, the trend seems to be driven mostly by what it used to be called prescription opioids, but don't change the name to non-heroin opioid poisoning. We are only seeing also a slight increase in heroin in between 14 and 15. And also we can see that benzos are really, really following close to the non-heroin poisoning for this trend. In the case of mental health, the trend is mostly driven by mood and depressing disorders. So this table shows the co-occurring conditions for these two different definitions of comorbidity. In the case of Comorbidity 1, where the first diagnosis is mental health disorder, we can see that prescription opioids are the biggest player among the substance use disorders associated with that. And like in the trend, benzos are the second most common cause of poisoning associated with that. In the case of Comorbidity 2, a first diagnosis of mental health disorders, the first two other mental health conditions and substance-induced mental health disorders are almost catching different groups of diagnosis, but we can see that opioid abuse independence is highly correlated with a first diagnosis of mental health, followed by, among that group, but mood and depressive disorder is also highly related to that. We see some trends for sex, race, ethnicity, and urban-rural designation, and the trends for comorbidity 1 are highly revealing of what we are also seeing in suicide attempts and suicide mortality in New Mexico, whereas the rates for comorbidity 2 are closely correlated with what we see in drug overdose mortality. Also, it's not the same kind of study, but we also see more of these conditions happening among women than men. And in the case of rural, the last in the corner, the 44.7 may be revealing of lack of resources or access to healthcare in those regions. Their distribution by age is also affecting the same groups that are affected by substance use disorders, working age groups. Although we have to recognize that certain mental health conditions wouldn't be diagnosed as early for the age distributions we are showing here. In the case of the data coming from Medicaid, this is all clients for different services, and we can see a high utilization of different kinds of services for people with comorbidity, either the definition we have given, one or two, compared to patients only having one type of disorder, with a great incidence in inpatient utilization as well as emergency department utilization. And the more use of these services is correlated with a higher cost, which is what we can observe in the second table, with a 53% increase in the or difference in the cost associated for those showing comorbidity with those only presented with one of these type of disorders. So this emphasizes the need for a more integrated type of services for these. For these conditions, although we only explore trends from HEAT, it would be interesting to add more years of data from Medicaid in order to see whether these disparities also keep showing over the years. And since in New Mexico there's a scarcity of treatment and access to care in many of these locations, and these people try to get that primary care from emergency department services, it would be interesting for us to explore also the co-occurrence of these conditions using emergency department data, which is one of the next steps we are moving forward. And with that, I want to thank my colleague, Jessica Reno, at the University of New Mexico, and that is all. Thanks.